Hello, this is Liam's ram somebody up the backside with a tractor and ramblings. This episode of Liam's Ramblings is to do with sport. Usain Bolt breaks the world record! Can I tell you, right, let's start off nicely, right? Drugged up maniacs who we call sprinters. Dwayne Chambers. What a mad man, right? You're at the peak of your sport and you take steroids. How pointless is that? You say, oh, I'm sprinting 11, 21s, 10 minutes, 10 seconds and things like that. Why would you want to take drugs? You're 1 second shy of the world record and you take drugs. You stupid plonker. Just completely silly. Of all the sports I love is football. I love football. I absolutely love it. The thing I love the most is when they're at the end of the match, right? They huddle up in a corner. What are they doing in the corner? What are they doing? Some woman jumps up the crowd who's very good looking. They huddle up in the corner. Crikey, love, you're good looking. I'm just going to do a couple of tricks to make sure they look like I'm actually doing something. Some girl says, oh, you are amazing, you know. You're amazing good looking. I love watching football. Do you mind if I play with your footballs? Yeah, sure. And then that's how John Terry has ended up in the situation he has now. Cheating on women. Right, the most... John Terry's just useless, right? John Terry, captain, right? He has a wife. He has kids. And then he cheats. What is the point? I mean, you've got a wife, you've got lovely kids. But the one thing is, right... The one thing is, she was a French underwear model. That is a footballer's paradise. French underwear. They think, ding dong. Model, hello, darling. It's just the same. I mean, who wouldn't be attracted to a French underwear model? Seriously. I mean, it takes a lot of guts to stand in front of a camera, nothing on, but like, I don't know, a sarong or just something twangy or something like along them lines, right? And the problem is, as I say, John Terry, right? Why would you want to cheat on somebody that has, you've had kids with as well? And the new captain, Rio Ferdinand, I think Rio Ferdinand will be a fabulous one. Fabulous new captain. He's been absolutely amazing. But the one thing is as well that's been in the press recently. It's something to do with Rebecca Lewis and David Beckham. Now, do I think David Beckham would cheat on Posh Spice? Absolutely yes. I mean, she wants everything. I mean, a bit on her Christmas wish list. Top of it was the world. Second of all was David Beckham's golden balls, which one of them has £75,000 in. But the thing is as well, what about these wags? Right. Wags, right. Why would you want to call them a wag? Why would you want to call it after the action of somebody, of a dog with their tail? Why do you want to name it after a woman? Why do you want to name a woman after a dog? Dog's action with a tail. It is stupid. Other point of sport. What is the point, right? Curling. The problem is, why is it called curling? You're not even curling anything. It looks like you've nicked some brooms from Aldi and you're just brushing the ice. Quick, clean your ice. You don't even curl the puck. I mean, the problem is, why would you want to curl a big circular thingy anyway? I mean, what's that? I mean, as I say, with the brooms. I think it's just housewives doing it. Housewives think, that's the kind of sport for me. All you do is clean the ice. Clean the ice. Quick, just clean the ice. Women should do that when they're angry. Quick, clean the ice. Clean the ice. Right, now, there's one Olympic sport, right? that I would absolutely love to see, right? You know, normally with these biathlons, they have to ski up. But what you do what Top Gear did, use cars instead. But you don't do what Jeremy Clarkson did and use a semi-machine gun, and you're trying to shoot targets from about 100 yards away. It's absolutely stupid, right? What about these Winter Olympics, right? What is it when they go through the gate? What is the point? It's not like they're going to a gate and opening it. It's getting down. Left, right. Oh, God, I forgot the key to gate 5. Oh, God. I have to go back to the airport and get it. Betting sports. What about betting sports? What's the point, really? Tell me, what is the point in betting your money away, right? You think, you're on that Saturday lunchtime. You speak to your wife. I'm bored. Can you give me an idea of something to do? No, love, I can't think of anything for you to do, right? I can't think of anything that I would want you to do. You know what, I'm going down to the pub, have a few drinks, and just go, oh, McDonald's, Southend, I really eat bad. Colchester actually rule. Sing out, and I'm also going to bet on a horse called My car is called Winderlicking. Right. I mean, the thing is, what about, I don't know what, animal cruelty is horrible in sports, right? At horse racing. I mean, have you seen horses at the end? Looks like they've been in the wrestling ring. They're like, come on, speed up! You didn't show this before the race. You said that we were just going for a nice little ride around Ascot. Going for a nice little ride, meet some friends. I never said that. Well, what about the horse? What about the poor horses? Is that the jockey says, do you know, I'll have that horse. That horse has no feelings at all. Apart from when he gets home and says his feet hurt. But that's a different story. Right. What is it about cockfighting? Is that like chicken fighting? Chickens have a quick bow. Oh, you know what? I can lay the biggest egg. What can you lay? You can only lay a stone. You can lay this. A stone? What can I lay? A big one. But the thing is, what else would you do with chickens, right? What, chicken fighting? What, you see a couple of chickens that can actually fly? You know what? I can fly! What would they do? Would they do like homing pigeons, but have homing chickens instead? Right, the chicken's coming up to gate 5. Oh, look at it. It's going through like a Red Bull racer. Apart from it's only doing 5 miles an hour. But, eh? Thankfully, we've got 5 hours airtime just for this chicken alone. I mean, the one thing is, what else could you do with chickens about fighting? What, who's got the biggest tail? They tail whip each other. Have some of that, you smelly old chicken. Dog competitions. Crafts. What are they going to do next? Another one for dogs that are really eccentric. Ruffs. What about dogs we should... They should do a special one for shaggy dogs. They should call it Ruffs, because they feel rough. They go... I mean, talking about dogs, my dog is absolutely hilarious, right? She does this thing with her paws. You know when dogs do with their paws, they ask for attention, something. Someone goes, my one doesn't. She stands on her back legs, and she looks like she's going up and down like Zebedee on the spring. She's like, I mean, what? I don't know what's this with dogs and preening. I don't even know what preen means. I mean, what is preening? What is it with all these fancy dog words? Go what? I mean, to be honest, what can you do with a dog, right? I mean, you can take him around the course, right? And you go, come on, I'll give you a treat at the end. You said that last time, but you forgot to go down to Pets at Home, you silly old man. Right, my perfect dog, right? I have my perfect dog at home. White Lhasa Apso, a complete balm cape when he comes out the shower. It's absolutely amazing. Okay, back to sport. Back to proper sports, like car racing. What's the point? A car's going round in circles. You actually go there. You pay loads and loads of money, right, to see cars go round in circles. You can find that at a speedway track. What's bikes go round and round in circles? What did the driver say at the end? I feel really dizzy. You've been going round the track, mate, you plank. What about NASCAR? 200 miles an hour, we go. You go round an oval. What can't you mirror? And they go anti-clockwise. What don't the Americans know what clockwise means? They go anti-clockwise. They say you're doing a clockwise race. Oh no! I don't know what it means to go clockwise. And they know what anti-clockwise means. I'll most probably crash into an old lady getting a hot dog. You get to see the old lady. You youngsters need to learn to drive properly. I mean, I don't know what you can class as a sport, right? People say, oh, darts is not a sport. It's a pub sport. It's still a sport. I mean, I don't get darts. You just chuck. I mean, they're not actually proper darts. They're just like little barrels with a little, what? A needle thing they nicked off, I don't know, off a piece of wood. And they chuck it at a bush. Boom. Where to the party? What is it with the... Shut up, gay man! What is it with the... Have you noticed they always use gay people? They raise their voice. Where are you in a lady? Let's say I probably go, 180. There's a really funny one that goes, 95. It's like somebody's put him up. It's like he's on report and he's on repeat and he's just slowed him down. What? You slowed him down? 180. I don't get why they exclaim 180. You're only chucking three darts at a board. You wouldn't do that in golf, would you? Hole in one! He's got a hole in one! You wouldn't get that. Like in basketball, would you? It's got a 3-pointer. People say, "Oh, shut up!" And then my police slap me in the face with a ball. There's not enough. Also, one thing about the sport, there's not enough broadcasting of it, right? Right, you get the NFL. There's not enough of it on terrestrial TV, right? There's not enough of it on terrestrial TV. Do you anything they show? The Super Bowl. What is a Super Bowl? What, some Chinese bloke makes a bowl? This is a Super Bowl. We can store 20% more noodles than in a normal bowl. It's still a bowl! And what's it called, a Super Bowl? It's a trophy. And he's won the Super Bowl. It's not a Super Bowl, it's a Super Trophy. Sort that one out. I mean, my ideal sport, okay? They should do what they should do another Top Gear sport. They should do car football. But the only problem is you can't use anything bigger than a Mini Cooper. You can't have like five limos on each side. So quick, get the towel out. What a girl. I mean, basketball. Have you noticed what they shoot into? That's not a basket. It's not like you have a special form of basketball. You chuck the ball into a basket and there's a bunch of fruit in there. Oh, he splattered the melon. Oh, no, he just splattered the pear. 5 points. I mean, to be honest, right, I think sport needs to be revolutionised, right? It's too old-fashioned. People running about in circles. They've been doing that for years, running around in a circle. People used to do that around lampposts, like some crazy guy goes, do you know what, I'm going to be in the Olympics, I'll be doing lamppost racing, run round and round in a lamppost. Oh my god, it's a new Olympic sport. I mean, some sports are stupid, like snooker. Who thought of that? Some physicist decides, do you know what, we can use physics in a proper way, we can hit balls. And what about the scoring? What about the scoring system in tennis? I don't get the scoring system in tennis, right? It doesn't go 1-0, 2-0, 3-4. It goes 15-0, 15-0. What, did somebody forget how to count to 5 in ones, right? You go, oh, he's good, 15-0. What? No, it's not. I mean, it's stupid, right? Why? They should have it properly. I mean, 15 love. What does love mean? So it's 15, oh, I love you. and you have 30. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. That should be a new twist. They should have tennis dating. Let's just say someone's 40 love out. Up. You have to take the 40 different women. You accidentally walk up to Rebecca Adlington when she doesn't look at her best. Oh, I love you. Oh, God, I've got to say it to somebody else now. What, you accidentally promise you could say that to somebody that you don't really like the look of. You walk up to them, oh, I love... No, I'll skip you. Oh, I love you. No, I do love you, that one. I do love you. The problem is, what happens if you run out of women to say I love you too? We start saying I love to the ball ladies. Oh, I love you. I love you. They should get out Enrique Iglesias after 40. I love you. I can be your hero, baby. I love you. What about boxing, right? Boxing. People in the West End have been doing that for years, beating each other up. What they make it safer, give each other gloves. That's more painful, right? And what about cage fighting? What are they going to do that? What? People haven't been doing that in the West End, have they? People walk up. Where are we going to fight today? In a cage. What, so we're going to fight? We're going to fight each other in a rabbit's hutch. Some guy says, oh, what other sport can we make where we fight? I remember my two rabbits fighting. Let's make a bigger version of it! Bigger version of rabbit fighting? Apart from, we don't be in rabbit suits. What are we going to have before long? Some sports are getting crazy. What are we going to have before long? Hamster racing. What, you have little food dotted around the 400 metres. The hamster's like, oh, food. And you can see Johnny the hamster currently on the first lap. Still got a marathon to go. Do you know what? I think we need to ask the BBC for longer. Hello? Can I just ask you something? Can we have the broadcasting for 4 days? Because I think these hamsters are going to be a very long time because one of them's actually fallen asleep. No? What do you mean by that?
We can't even put it on the red button because it will crash.
Then why put the hamster wrestling on the hamster running on? That's another idea. What about hamster wrestling? You see them fighting each other when they're eating grass. They're like, no, that's my piece of grass. No, that's my piece of grass. No, that's my piece of grass. Then you get the big hamster.
Oi, oi, this is my piece of grass. Now, clear off.
Okay.
No, I'm going to still fight for it. No, it's my piece of grass. Now, go away.
Okay. I mean, what are you going to have before long? I mean, what are you going to have before long? Rabbit flipping. I mean, I remember once I had a rabbit, right? He used to run about in the back garden. But he used to climb onto a bit of metal and do a backflip. What are we going to have before long? Rabbit gymnastics. A rabbit doing, oh, the rabbit's gone for 2 somersaults, another 1.5 twists, and he's fallen on his tail. He loses 5 points for that. I mean, the thing is, in the football, right, the football at the Olympics, my God, in 2004, didn't we see a miracle? The Iraqis got one over on the Brazilians. You get the Iraqis going, yay, we scored! The Brazilians like, oh, God, no wonder they were losing the Iraqi war. They were too busy playing with their football. But the one thing is, what did they practice with? No, I'm not offending the Iraqis. What would they practice with? They practice with bombs, right? Who could, somebody plays football with a bomb. A goalkeeper clears the ball. Boom, boom. I don't think we should use that football no more. I mean, the thing is, right, the problem is with sport, right? There's too many drugs, right? I mean, as I say, Dwayne Chambers, I'm not saying he was drugged up, but he most probably had more drugs inside of him than the London West End police station that they took off of druggies. Do you know what they should do? All these druggies, they should have their own Olympics instead, right? They should have their own Olympics, right? They should have, I don't know, the cocaine triple jump. What, you do one jump. Ooh, that's quite nice. Have another jump. That's quite nice. Oh, there's none there. No, oh, that's not good. The problem is the young athletes, there's too many drugs about. I mean, you have like weed, marijuana, or your old nan's drugs as well that she hides in their medicine cabinet. But the thing is, it's just sport is just stupid. Some of the sports, like the triple jump. Who thought of that idea? Some guy that accidentally had a spring in his step, literally. I mean, the one thing is, what about this? The discus. What is a discus? It's like they're chucking a spaceship. I mean, a miniature size of a spaceship. And what is it with the javelin? That isn't a javelin. That's an arrow they nicked from the archery. No wonder the archers, archery people, have been thinking, right, where is my little bows? Where are my little bows? Oh, the guys at the javelin department have nicked them again. Oh, for God's sake. Right, overall, sport is just as bad, messed up as politics, right? Too many drugs. I don't know what we've got coming up in the next episode, but I know there will be another one. And I hope I haven't bored you to death. And if you've got any, if you want to email in any of your suggestions, you can email me at jedcast@hotmail.co.uk and I will reply to emails. There will be a special replying episode coming up very soon.